The Pella High football team is headed to the Class 4A state championship game next Thursday night. Last night at the Unidome in Cedar Falls, the Dutch defeated defending state champion Council Bluffs Lewis Central 28-16. On today's Lely Radio Sports page, we have highlights from our live coverage last night on 92.1 KRLS as Randy Sickema joined me for the play-by-play. Then, Andrew Schneider catches up with three members of the victorious Dutch, quarterback Colin Kurt, linebacker Nate Warner, and running back Emmanuel Deers. Enjoy the highlights and enjoy the interview.
We've got Shetterly, Kalman, and Barnes left, Deers and Mullins right, and it's a handoff to Deers on a jet sweep near side. First down, corner, end zone! Touchdown, Pella! Emmanuel Deers, a 12-yard run, and the Dutch strike first in the semifinals.
You talk about wide receivers setting blocks. Holy cow, both of these guys over here on this end just completely pinched off the Lewis Central corners.
Second down, backwards pass to Deers. First down and more. Deers on the loose. Midfield, 40, 30, 20, 10. Goodbye. Touchdown, Pella. Emmanuel Deers, 68 yards.
How pretty was that? Holy cow, that man is fast.
Line drive kick fielded at the 21. Gets by Warner at the 30, sprung loose at the 40, midfield, Pella 40, off and running 30, 20, 10, touchdown saving tackle at the 5 by Bailey Shetterly. Or maybe it's Barnes, the kicker. Either way, a 74-yard return that sets Lewis Central first and goal at the Pella 4. Another urgent situation presented by Pella Regional Health Center. Fourth and goal for Lewis Central from the Pella 2. Left to right with the big man Jeffress in at the Wildcat. He takes the snap, right side run, met at the goal line, and no signal! No signal!
If they call it now, they can't call
it
now.
He stopped! He stopped short of the goal line! Pella with the fourth down stop on the opening drive of the fourth quarter.
Wow, great job, defense.
Colin claps his hands, takes the snap, wants to throw. They want a deep ball. Mullins at the 30 and a foot race at the 50. Mullins to the 40, 30, 20, 10, 5. Touchdown, Harry Mullins, 99 yards.
99 and two-thirds. They were on the one-foot line. Holy cow, what a gutsy call. What a perfect pass by Colin Kurt. Stand in your own end zone and throw that baby on a dart.
Hand off to Emmanuel Deers. Breaks the tackle, and he is gone. 40, 30, 20, 10, 5. Touchdown, Pella. Emmanuel Deers, 81 yards.
Man, did that hole open up. Great blocking by the green shirts and great speed by Emmanuel Deers. Holy cow.
32 seconds to go in the game. Victory formation again for Pella. Colin Kurt eyes the play clock, gives the signal, takes the snap, and takes a knee. Jay McKinstry's final game of his legendary career will be for a state championship next Thursday night, as today in the Class 4A semifinals, Pella knocks off defending champion Lewis Central. Final score, Dutch 28, Titans 16.
Andrew Schneider on KRLS Radio here with three of the Pella football players who have one more game to go after winning the state semifinals 28-16 over Lewis Central. We've got Colin Kurt, Nate Warner, and Emmanuel Deers. Colin, what a dream season this has been. Obviously, there were some expectations as the season went on that this could be a possibility, and now it's a reality. What's it mean to have one more chance to play with these guys?
It means everything. I'm just so proud of my guys, the coaches, the fans, and it's just been a surreal season, and I'm just so excited that we get one last opportunity to just play with my brothers under Coach Mack, and it'll be a lot of fun, and we're excited for it.
And Nate, this defense has been tested so many different ways. You know, you saw Will Hawthorne twice in 2 weeks, and then now you saw Lewis Central spread it out. What was that effort like, though, especially that fourth down stop at the goal line, to see your defense still have that heart, knowing often your guys are undersized out there, but you're still fighting?
You know, after those big special team plays they had, we just had to stay composed, and we knew that we were going to be able to get stops, because like you said, like, we played Will Hawthorne last week. Like, we played against a good running back, and we were just able to stay in the middle and just get some stops in the backfield.
And E, you're not even wearing your own regular shoes today, but had a big game today. What was it like to be able to deliver today, have some big offensive plays, not just from you, but from Harry and some of those other guys, and what was it like to be able to punch this ticket to one more game?
I mean, it felt good. It felt great. It felt great to let the other team know that it's not just me they have to worry about. They have Colin, they have Harry, they got everybody else on that line, they got my line. It just feels good. It just feels good to not have all the attention to use all the time and get targets, so.
And Colin, talk about a big swing in this game. Tyson Barnes isn't in here, but he may be the player of the game, right? Stops the punt return, defense gets that fourth down stop, and then a 99-yard play. Longest in Iowa high school football history. What a surreal turn. And what was that like, that turning point, to probably finally realize, hey, we can win this game?
Yeah, it was big. We knew that we were given the opportunity. We just got to take advantage of it and just do everything we can to just ice the game. And I'm so proud of all our guys, both sides of the ball. I mean, there's a lot of big plays, a lot of back and forth, but we all stayed composed and just got done.
Nate, so many of your brothers played for Coach McKinstry, played in this dome, and played for state championships. What's it like to keep that legacy going and to know one more time you get to be the Warner that maybe sends Jay McKinstry to his last state championship?
You know, I had some big shoes to fill when I was coming in here. Everybody was like you said, all my brothers got those chips, and like, it's my turn now. And like you said, I got to get it for McKinstry for his last season.
And E, state title on the line. It's going to be a school with the name North in it. We're recording it before that game, but just how excited are you for that opportunity to hoist that first place trophy and have that chance?
I'm pretty excited to play someone good and someone great. I don't know. I don't really know how to tell you how I feel right now. It's just, I don't know what to say, man. Just so excited. That's all I can say, though.
Awesome. Colin Kurt, Nate Warner, and Emmanuel Deers heading to the state championship next week. Boys, congratulations, and look forward to one final epic game. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Go Dutch.
Pella will play number one North Polk next Thursday night for the state championship. North Polk knocked off North Scott 35-7 in the other semifinal last night. Live coverage of Pella versus North Polk next Thursday from the Unidome on 92.1 KRLS for the Class 4A state championship. For KNIA KRLS Sports, alongside Andrew Schneider, I'm Trevor Castle.